This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 23rd. Well, cattle markets yesterday were firm, kind of quietly higher throughout most of the day, just kind of chopping sideways, especially in feeders where we seem to have just stalled out to the downside. Can't seem to get much momentum going to the upside either. In live cattle, you know, cash markets have just been stagnant for a long time, and that's was part of the reason the cattle market broke in the first place. But then there too, we've been pacing sideways for the last couple weeks at a bit higher trading, or a wider trading range than feeders, but still nevertheless mostly in a sideways pattern. In the cash trade, we are seeing some trade break loose so far this week, averaging right around 124, which is unchanged from last week. Dress trade so far this week at 196 is down 3 from last week's average. The box beef appears to be resuming its downward trend. We're down 354 on the choice at 308, select down 251 at 276. The spread was down 103 at 3233, movement 186 loads. So resuming our calculation or our monitoring of this trend, now we've been down 19 of the last 21 days in the box beef values. Choice has dropped $40, which is 11% from its high on August 23rd. Select has dropped $43, or a move of 13%. So here we go again. Looks like we're continuing that slide in the box beef values. Slaughter rate at this week, 363,000 so far. That is 8,000 more than a week ago, and it's 2,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down 20 cents. We're at 153.51. Had a cold storage report out yesterday. All red meat at 903 million pounds was up 4% over last month, but down 6% from last year. Breaking it down, and beef at 415 million pounds was up 4% from last month, down 8% from last year. Pork at 460 million pounds is up 4% on the month, down 1% from last year. Pork bellies down 37% from last month at 17 million pounds, and that's down 44% from last year. For chicken, at 708 million pounds, that is down 3% from last month, down 20% from last year. So, you know, last year, of course, we kind of backed up a lot of product, but we are lower pretty much across the board when it comes to protein, meat protein. And also, we got a cattle on feed report out tomorrow afternoon. As of September 1, the estimate for total on feed is 98% of a year ago. August placements are 99% of a year ago, and marketing's 100% of a year ago. So it's going to be really interesting to see what these numbers are. We know that there's been vast liquidation across the Northern Plains, and is that going to move the needle on the broader market? One would think it would, but they're just looking for placements to be actually 1% lower than a year ago. And keep in mind, a year ago we had the drought going on in the West Coast and up in the Northwest. This year it's still in the Northwest, but it's moved over to the Northern Plains. We are starting to see some dryness develop in the Southern and Central Plains. This might start to push some cattle into the feedlots. Of course, that would show up in next month's cattle on feed report if it's happening during September. So for cattle, the futures, because the market just seems to be just chopping sideways after an extended sell-off, you're stabilizing, but there's not much buying enthusiasm coming into this market, obviously. My concern is that we're going to get one more push down. We might get a little bit more to the upside to kind of complete an ABC type of formation, but my guess is that there's going to be one more leg down that at least test the low from early September, if not take it out briefly. And that would complete a formation to the downside from which we could start more of a correction action. So I kind of thought we'd seen our low here a couple weeks ago already, and maybe that will turn out to still be the low, but my guess is we're going to take one more run at it. Whether we just test it or take it out, I think is kind of beside the point. I don't think we'll spend a lot of time down there if we get that kind of a move down, but it would set the stage for, I think, a more longer term pretty nice correction to the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.